Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The U.S. House vote to create an independent commission investigating the January 6th Capitol riot revealed a crack in the Republican Party. 35 House Republicans broke ranks yesterday and joined Democrats to support the commission. And this rift in the GOP goes beyond Washington. Here in Maricopa County, Arizona, an ongoing audit of the 2020 election results has driven a wedge into the party. Last week, the Republican state senators behind the recount alleged that the county had deleted a voter registration database. It was a false claim, later picked up by former President Trump. And local Republicans are now starting to push back, including Maricopa County Recorder Stephen Richer, who oversees voter registration. Stephen, welcome.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And before we get into some of these claims, do you think the audit should continue?
I don't know what positive outcome it could achieve at this point, because I think the credibility of the auditors has been lost with a good percentage of the Arizona public. And, you know, it just seems to go on and it's going to linger. And how far is this going to push into? So I am doubtful that it can have any positive outcome at this point.
You've been trying to correct these false claims from your fellow Republicans in Arizona that a county voter database had been deleted, and that your office has flown in fake ballots from South Korea. We know those are false, right? But how did we get to this point?
Well, we got to this point by just letting, I think, misinformation, disinformation linger, by not putting it to rest, by not categorically denouncing it, by not having prominent people stand up and say that that's simply not accurate. Some prominent people have even indulged it. And so, you know, it grows and it's hard to put the genie back in the bottle. You know, for my purposes, I mean, you know, perhaps I'm culpable in some respect because I'm not a confrontational person. My MO has always been to, if it doesn't directly affect me, you know, sort of don't pick fights. But then it started directly affecting my staff. And that's when I started to get more involved, is when the allegations were leveled directly at me and my team. And, you know, it was enough.
And you came into office in January. Is that why you didn't start pushing back against all of this sooner?
Well, the irony is that I, of course, unseated a Democrat in the very election that some Republicans are saying was completely fraudulent and was stolen. And yes, it is why I didn't get involved sooner. This wasn't my election. I didn't administer it. And truthfully, I had to learn the office. And, you know, then this politics stuff came and sort of hit me in the head.
By the former president, by the way, when Donald Trump started spreading these false claims, you punched back. You called him unhinged. Do you think at this point that it's even possible to set the record straight when someone as powerful as Donald Trump steps into the fray?
Well, I don't want to call him, but those comments were absolutely inaccurate. You know, he was obviously repeating what, you know, members of the state Senate had been propounding. And I'm not even sure if it was members of the state Senate. Let's keep in mind that this is all being done by a Twitter account that purports to represent the Arizona Senate's audit, but we don't even know who's running the Twitter account. And Senate President Karen Fann has said she has no control over the Twitter account. And then that's leading to comments from as lofty individuals as the former president of the United States.
What does the audit do for the credibility of your county's elections the next time people go out to vote?
That's a real worry. I don't know what the answer to that is. It's a real concern. I think that this audit had good intentions from many people. I think former Secretary of State Ken Bennett approached us with good intentions, and he recognized that there would be people who potentially didn't have confidence in the system. But, you know, the manner in which this audit has been conducted, the conspiracy theories that they've indulged, and now the accusations of criminality that they've leveled, you know, even this morning, a state senator said that this was a criminal investigation. And if it was about bringing confidence to the process, then that's something I believe in. But I believe it has departed from that.
Have you been thinking about your own future here? We've seen what happens to Republicans like Liz Cheney, who speak out against Donald Trump and the party's orthodoxy? I mean, you know, maybe you're putting your career on the line by coming out so vocally.
Well, my career, no. My political future, perhaps, to which I say, you know, I was never going to be the politician who simply puts my finger up in the air and you know, chooses my actions based off of that. So as long as my wife is happy with me and as long as I have, you know, 5 to 10 friends, then I'll be able to be happy and I can find happiness elsewhere. I'm going to do what I think is right. I'm going to defend this office. I'm going to defend the good people in this office. And if that is not what the, you know, is healthy for me politically, then so be it.
Republican Maricopa County Recorder Stephen Richer calling for a stop to the Republican-led audit of the 2020 election in that county. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.